when wine is on trial. The gossip is dishy.
Hot goss.
The judges are drunk.
Wasted.
The verdicts are random.
So random.
This is True Crimes Against Wine.
Hello, welcome to another episode of
True Crimes
Against Wine.
Bridgerton edition.
That's right, sidebar Bridgerton.
Sidebar, yes.
All right, so what are we talking about today?
Okay, so Gail sent us a question.
Hi, Gail.
Hey, Gail.
Gail listens to all of our episodes.
Gail, you're a super fan.
Mm-hmm.
You get super swag.
Yes.
I don't know what that means, but you're going to get
We'll figure it out.
Don't worry about it. The new season of Bridgerton is coming out soon.
Yes, very excited.
So I'm assuming Gail's like having a watch party for it, right? Okay, so she wants to know what wines would you pair with which Bridgerton characters. So we have a list of some characters.
Okay.
All right, so let's go first with Daphne Bridgerton.
Daphne Bridgerton.
Mm-hmm. She was the lead in season one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So she would be something really soft, like a Pinot Bianco,
Okay.
Pinot Bianco is like the more elegant cousin or sister to Pinot Grigio.
Mm.
Has similar notes in terms of it's kind of got like some tartness to it. She's got some spunk for sure. But it's more silky across the palate, and I feel like that would really pair nicely.
I don't know if I've ever tried one of that.
It's very good.
Okay, you have to buy me one.
Okay.
What about for her love interest, Simon?
Ooh, Simon. He's so dark and broody.
He's kind of moody, broody.
Yeah, I'm thinking like an Argentinian Malbec.
Ooh, okay.
A little like smoky tobacco, cedar, dark fruit, that kind of thing.
I like it.
Yeah.
What about for Daphne's friend, Penelope Featherington?
I love Penelope.
Me too. I love her character.
That's hard.
And let's be clear, she's also Lady Whistledown, so let's do two separate wines.
Ooh, okay.
Spoilers.
So for her Penelope-ness.
Yes.
I would say she would be something kind of aromatic, maybe a Fiano from Italy, or even a drier Gewürztraminer from Germany.
Okay.
Kind of perfumey like that. She's just, anytime I think of Penelope, I think of like pink. Oh, so maybe she's a rosé.
Oh, I like a rosé for her.
She could be a rosé.
She seems like a rosé all day kind of girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about for her alter ego, Lady Whistledown, who's kind of bitchy?
Kind of bitchy, kind of spicy.
Yeah.
I would probably do like a Nebbiolo that has some nice black pepper spice to it.
Okay. Now, what about for her love interest, Colin Bridgerton?
Colin, I haven't really seen much of Colin, or I feel like we didn't.
He's kind of, okay, so season two, yeah, he's in and out. He had more of a role in season two. You can clearly tell, like, she's pining after him.
Right.
He's kind of ignoring her, but I think
that
next
like a
season.
Friendship.
Yeah, but this upcoming season's supposed to be more focused on, like, their will they, won't they kind of
love
story.
Okay.
So think like basic white guy.
He is kind of basic.
Yeah.
Caps off.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Easy. Now, what about for Antony, Lord Antony Bridgerton?
Oh, he's so hot.
Yeah, what are you going to give him?
He also gives me leathery, smoky, tobacco-y vibes. So
okay.
I would say maybe like a Bordeaux.
Ooh.
Yeah, Bordeaux blend.
Okay, now what about Edwina, his love interest?
Edwina, she's the...
She was the younger sister,
yeah.
But then he ends up with the older sister.
Okay. So Edwina, she's also very, like, sweet. I would say a Moscato for her.
Okay. Now, what about for her sister, who he actually ends up with?
I love her. She's got a lot of complexity going on, a lot of strength of character.
A lot of bosoms.
A lot of bosoms.
Yes.
I would say, I want to do a white wine, but I might be lingering more towards red.
Oh.
For her.
What about a blend of something?
Yeah, she could be a red blend for sure.
Okay.
I almost want to give her like Pinot Noir, like a Burgundy from France.
Ooh.
Because they have a lot of structure to them.
Mm-hmm.
The fruit content's really ripe and nice.
Mm.
So that emphasizes her femininity and softness and her boobs.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving me the sign for boobs.
Yeah, which is just cupping a boob.
Yeah, I would go with Pinot Noir.
Okay, now what about my favorite character, Lady Danbury?
I love Lady Danbury.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lady Danbury would not be a wine. She would be a brandy,
I think.
She'd be a glass of brandy.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Bridgerton character?
I think we have the same.
Okay.
I really like Penelope, though, too.
Penelope,
I think
like
she brings
too.
A lot to the table.
Okay. Now, curveball, Queen Charlotte.
Ooh. She's going to want the best of the best.
Mm.
So I'm going to say... She'd probably do like a Barolo, something like that.
I've never had that. What's Barolo's the like flavor the, profile for
so this? It's called the King of Wines. It's one of the most expensive wines that comes out of Italy's northern region.
So like at least $25, right?
At least. No, you really can't go for one under like $130.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's got kind of a medium body to it. Lots of structure, really light tannins, great texture on the mouth.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what about the bee that killed the original Lord Bridgerton? No, I'm kidding you.
Mead, honey wine.
Okay, they're perfect. There we go. Well, Gail, I really like this question.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Please invite us to your tasting/viewing party.
Yes. And if you have any other questions about Bridgerton or wine or anything.
Yeah, let's pair some more characters.
That sounds fun. Let's do more like this.
Yeah, send us your favorite show or movie franchise or whatever and we can pair some up.
We could do like Marvel. We could do all sorts of things.
Oh, for sure. It'd be a good time.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, send us your questions at True Crimes Against Wine, Gmail and Insta.
TikTok and Facebook.
Yes.
All right. Cheers.